Let's talk about an update on the mail-in voting situation as far as, you know, the numbers that are coming in. You're getting closer to the date when the actual mail ballots will be sent out. Talk about that for us.
Yeah, last check we were standing at about 11,000. We stopped counting at that point because we're already printing ballots and beginning the process of preparing for a mass mailing that'll take place on September 24th, which is the first date in which we can release ballots to the public for both early voting and vote by mail. That's the first day that our office is open for early voting. So the ballots are made accessible to the public all at the same time. So that's the reason for one massive mailing on September 24th. I do believe that, like I said, last count we were at 11,000. I believe we're probably somewhere closer to 12, 13 at this point based on the volume of what else was coming in. I think we'll probably end up at the end of the election with vote by mail being less than or near 15,000. Just kind of my outlook of where it's at. Like I said, we're printing ballots now, stuffing the envelopes, getting everything. Everything will be ready to go except for delivery to the post office, which will take place the morning of the 24th.
And are you foreseeing any issues with that, many ballots that you're mailing out?
I don't. No, we've got a staff of a team of election judges in here that are coordinating that effort. I believe that everything will go fine with that. There were some duplicate and even more than that requests where people just kept getting applications from different organizations and they signed the different ones. So we're weeding through those as well. We've been doing that from the beginning. But other than that, it doesn't matter how many times they sent in a request. They're still only getting one ballot. So I don't foresee any problems with the process.
With the sheer numbers of mail-in ballots that, you know, you've already had requests for, how long is it going to take you, do you think, to go through and tabulate all of those ballots?
Yeah, well, that's an important aspect. Now, people need to realize, so we're going to put them in a mass mailing on September the 24th, and we'll continue doing mailings because, of course, you can continue all the way up to a week before the election to request a vote by mail. So it's not as if it's all done on September the 24th. People continue to request. But let's say we mail that out September 24th. You get your ballot for vote by mail on September 26th. If you know who you're going to vote for, you can vote right then, slap a stamp on it, and put it back in the mail to us. You don't have to wait, and we encourage people not to wait. Where we will run into problems is if 11,000 people decide to wait until November 3rd and put their ballot in the mail on November 3rd to us, because, of course, we won't receive them until after the election is over. That is the last day that you can mail in your vote-by-mail ballot is November 3rd election day. It has to be postmarked that day. Now, if that 11,000 spreads out the ballots that we've received from September 26th, you know, after, all the way up to election day, that'll allow us then to process those votes as they come in a much more manageable pace. I'd rather have everybody turn them in early than turn them in on time or late because then we can process them in advance. As soon as they arrive at our office, we can open them up, start processing the vote, validating that the ballots have been signed properly and everything, and putting them into the tabulator. We don't know any results. We can't pull any results out until election day, when the polls close on election day, but we can start having everything processed on through. So my anticipation is, as long as we receive those in a timely fashion, as long as everybody doesn't wait to mail them in at the last minute, we will have election results on election night for individuals to see, because we'll be announcing the results of everybody that had already turned in vote by mail as well.
And as far as, like, stragglers and getting those ballots back, how long will you allow that, again, to come in?
The state law is that they have to be postmarked election day, but then there's 2 weeks given for them to arrive in our office. And this is nothing new for this election. That's been state law for a long time. Every time you see results on election night, those are always labeled as unofficial results because we don't close the election until 2 weeks after the election. So nothing's changed there. It's just more highlighted this year because of the much larger amount of vote by mail that potentially could be received after Election Day. But again, as long as that, we strongly encourage all county, all election authorities are strongly encouraging, as soon as you make up your mind, no need to wait. Go ahead and cast your vote, get it mailed in to us so that we can process it and get them in before Election Day and have the results, the work already taken care of.
And that way you also have a more accurate picture on that night of where you're at if people, you know, actually turn their ballots in earlier than later.
Yeah, I mean, if we have an election that closes and the difference between candidates is, 1,000 votes, and I've got 5,000 left out, we have a, we won't be able to call the election. If we've got, a difference between candidates of 5,000 and there's only 500 ballots left out, well, then we feel confident enough calling the election. So that'll be the determining factor on that part.
You brought up the issue of in-person voting, early voting. That's going to be going on at the same time as the mail-in voting. That starts on September 24th?
Yes, starts September 24th in our office here in downtown Pekin.
And when can people come in and vote in person there?
During normal business hours, our normal open hours to begin with. It expands as as we get closer to the election, but for the initial part, it's just during our normal business hours, so Monday through Friday. And any Tazewell County resident can vote at any of the early voting locations. You don't have to wait until we are at one inside your, in your community. You can, any registered voter can vote at any of the early voting opportunities.
All right. And if people have any questions about the voting process, whether they're going to mail in or they're going to do it in person, you have a website where they can get information on that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's our Tazewell, www.tazewell.com. That'll have all that information on there. And I guess one other thing to mention and to stress is we talk a lot about, and we're talking more about here, vote by mail. We've talked a little bit about early voting. There are three options. You can vote by mail, you can early vote, or you can vote in person on Election Day. They're all three options. We're not pressing one over the other. We're just making sure everybody knows all three options are available for individuals to cast their ballots in this upcoming presidential election. And people need to consider all three and make a decision for what is best for them. So it's not us promoting one over the other. It is, here are your options. What's best suits your lifestyle, what makes is best for your health and your safety for you to make the decision to of which one that you pick to vote with. I think some people have gotten the impression that we're pressing one option over another, and that's not the case. Myself, my wife, my children, and I have a long tradition of voting in person at our polling location as a family so our kids can see us voting. We will be continuing that on Election Day. That's the option that's best for our family. For others, they'll pick early voting or vote by mail, potentially. That's all we're trying to do is present all of the options that are available.
All right, John, thank you so much.